Governor Cuomo is trying to convince state lawmakers to return to the Capitol before the end of the year to hold a special session. The governor's seeking some reforms, including changes to the state's procurement process for contracts. A former top aide to Cuomo and several former associates have been indicted for bid rigging, bribery, and extortion in connection with upstate economic development contracts, including the Buffalo Billion, a situation that Cuomo calls sad.
I also want to pass some new procurement procedures that make procurement a tighter system.
The governor says a special session could also lead to a long-awaited pay raise for lawmakers. Cuomo's been arguing with the legislature on whether or not a special pay raise commission needs to be reauthorized in order for it to vote on a possible salary increase for the Senate, Assembly, and governor's office before the end of the year. Cuomo says if the legislature believes that a reauthorization vote is needed, then lawmakers should return and do that.
I'm saying to the legislature, that's great to come back and have a special session to reauthorize the pay commission so you get a raise. What's even better is if you do the people's business when you come back, because we have a number of things that are critical to get done now for the people.
The pay commission was supposed to act independently of politics, but when it met shortly after elections, commissioners appointed by Governor Cuomo refused to vote on a pay raise proposal. They did say, though, that they would back a modest salary increase sometime in the future if the legislature decides to remain a part-time body, and a substantially higher increase if lawmakers change their status to full-time and adopt strict limits on outside income. Cuomo's been pushing for that change. Both former leaders of the legislature are awaiting prison sentences on corruption convictions involving their outside income. Cuomo says his agenda for a special session also includes freeing up money to build more housing for the homeless and extending the state's human rights law to protect more people against hate crimes.
We put together a hate crimes task force, and we need funding to make that operational.
A spokesman for the state assembly downplayed the likelihood of a special session, saying on his Twitter feed that the governor and lawmakers haven't discussed any of that. But Speaker Carl Hastie's spokesman Mike Weiland says assembly Democrats are always willing to talk about issues important to New Yorkers. Meanwhile, U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, who brought the charges against Cuomo's former top aide and other associates, as well as the successful prosecution of the former legislative leaders, confirms after a meeting with President-elect Donald Trump that he will be keeping his job when the new administration takes over in January. Bharara said on C-SPAN after a meeting at Trump Tower that he presumes Trump asked him to stay because of the great work his office has been doing.
Do the work as we have done it, independently, without fear or favor for the last 7 years. We had a good meeting. I said I would absolutely consider staying on. I agreed to stay on.
New York senior U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer, who originally recommended Bharara, a former staffer, for the post, says he's glad that Bharara is staying on and calls him one of the best U.S. attorneys New York has ever seen. Cuomo did not offer a comment. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.